What up?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
Not much.
What's happening?
Not much. How was your day?
Pretty good. Long, man.
Weren't you out of town?
Yeah, man. I've been in airports and hotels all day long.
Where did you go?
So I went to Orlando, right? So I had to come back through Atlanta, and the weather was crappy in Atlanta, so I was supposed to leave Orlando at like 11 o'clock today. So we're on the plane, we're boarding, everything's good. And then the pilot goes, hey, the weather's real bad in Atlanta, so all traffic has been grounded. We're not going to be able to leave till like 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Now, we're on the tarmac, so we don't even go back to the gate. We just sit on the plane for 2 hours.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we're just sitting out there. Finally, call comes through at like 1, close to 1. Okay, we've been cleared to leave. We don't leave for another 45 minutes because, of course, planes are backed up to leave to go. So we don't leave until 1:45. Get to Atlanta. Of course, I have a 3 o'clock connecting flight. I get to Atlanta. It's 2:40. I land, I go, I'm running off the plane, like, hey, my connected flight. I have a bag I had checked. So I'm going, walking off, and I'm going, I go to the lady, I go, hey, I had a checked bag. Is my bag going to make my connected flight, or can I just get it now and go to my gate? And then that way, even if I got to check it when I get there, it's cool. At least I know it's on the flight with me. So she's like, no, it'll get on your connected flight. Don't worry about it, okay?
Oh, no.
So I go, I fly from Atlanta, I get to my destination. Of course, my bag's not that bag is clean.
Right.
So the lady goes, hey, we have another flight coming from Atlanta in like 15, 20 minutes. Maybe they're stuck in on that flight, but they don't have anything in the system right now. So hang around. Maybe it'll come on the next flight. So sure enough, the next plane lands, baggage claim, nothing.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm pissed because all my stuff is in the bag. So
right.
Now I'm pissed. So I end up having to, they're going to call me back tonight and let me know if it came up. It was scheduled to be, they loaded it on another flight, but that flight's supposed to come in at like 8:30 tonight.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully they'll call me back and let me know. But I called a few minutes ago and it was loaded on that flight. So let's hope my bag of stuff gets there because I literally don't have anything. But the phone I had on.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway. So it's been a long day. But other than that, it was cool.
Oh, I'm so sorry, friend.
That's good. That's
I'm
cool.
Sorry.
That's cool.
All right.
That's cool. All right. So topic number one.
Yes, sir. What is it?
So let's talk about this Quincy Jones interview.
Quincy is spilling all types of tea. Like he just dropping it. And I'm just like, yo, really, Quincy?
But to be fair to Quincy Jones.
Okay. Hey, yes.
Quincy Jones is 84 years old.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, old people say whatever.
I'm nowhere near 84 years old. And I said it in my mind anyway. So, when I get 84 years old, I'm definitely not putting any filters on anything.
You're going to be terrible. You're going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to be that way in about another year.
But hold on. Are you going to out people? Because Quincy Jones, like, outed Richard Pryor. I mean, people were saying, well, you already knew, but I don't think that.
Yeah. Well, no. Richard Pryor has said this before. Remember, have you ever watched a long time ago? Richard Pryor, they had a roast of Richard Pryor, and all these people got on there. Paul Mooney, Marsha Warfield, John Witherspoon, who's been old since forever.
Right.
He and Morgan Freeman were born old. They were born old. John Witherspoon was old in that thing. This was like the 70s. John Witherspoon was old as hell then.
No, wait a minute. Did you say that they were born old?
They were born old.
You're ignorant. You know,
John Witherspoon and Morgan Freeman were born like 43 years old. They were just old.
Hold on, Negro. I'm like 42.
No, but you've grown an age.
No. You said no. I'm saying the fact is that you said they were born old, and the number you picked was 43. So you calling me old?
No, you've grown from 0 to 42. I've known you. They were born at 42.
Whatever. They started out like no, 42. I'm still saying you call 40. You call that age old.
I'm trying to skip past that.
Okay, go on. Oh, you gotta do what they said. Quincy Jones said, like, "Hey, you okay. Like Brazilian music?" Like that's how he changed the subject when he started talking about that. Okay, so what did Richard Pryor say?
Okay, so Richard Pryor was on the roast, and he talked about having sex with a gay man, like having sex with a man in graphic detail, and everyone laughed because it's Richard Pryor and he's telling jokes. Like, he said this.
Oh, wow. So,
and no one really paid this any attention until Quincy Jones started, you know, people started talking about, and his widow announced, said that today.
Right.
She slept with Marlon Brando. So when you went back and look at somebody posted a clip of the roast, and he's talking about this openly, like he has no problem saying this, and people were laughing like it was a joke, but
he like confessed.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was bothered saying it, and it was a joke, so he just kind of ran with it.
I guess, like, I mean, I guess I don't care too much about people's sexuality, but
me either. I think that's one of the most overrated things ever. Like, people feel like they have to come out and announce what they are. Like, nobody comes out and say, "Hey, I'm straight.
I'm straight." Yeah.
So, like, I think that's stupid, and I think people should really stop feeling like they need to do that. Like, yo, be who you are.
Well, I think because they weren't who they are that they feel like they have to tell people.
And that's true. And I guess you're right there, but I'm not... I don't really care what anybody thinks. So I'm not going to get on this and go out and say, "Hey, I'm this." Or I'm like, "Oh, who cares?" But yeah, like you said, maybe they were living their true lives and they felt like they needed to say it.
So and they had to say it. Yeah, but so I guess I just was there for Richard and his jokes. And then, so never really saw it. Was like, oh, or I guess was naive because, you know, he was married, had a daughter, so I'm thinking, okay, but to think of him and Marlon Brando, that's just icky.
Not the whole
fact that it's gay sex is icky. The fact that he decided Marlon Brando was someone. Yeah. Unless it was Marlon, young Marlon, I think, because Marlon Brando was sexy at some point.
Yeah, but it's it's just one of those things where, you know, he just kind of said it and laughed it off, but. You know, everyone, like I said, everyone kind of laughed it off because it was Richard. But you know, all comedy is based on truth. Like most comedy is based in truth. They just make situations funny, but it's based in truth.
So, yeah, this is true. I believe like there's some truth in jokes.
Yeah, but getting back to Quincy Jones.
Yes, we are all on topic.
Quincy was man. Quincy was just letting folks have it. Man.
Yeah, he was like Michael Jackson. He called him what cheap and didn't want to give him a percentage. Greedy. Yeah.
They asked him like, "What's the one thing like you wish you didn't know?" He was like, "Who killed Kennedy?" Like he's just dropping bombs in that.
Right, and then talking about what were you talking about? U2. He didn't think they were like a great band and. Was talking about, and he didn't like the Beatles either. So I was like,
yeah, which is quite pleasant. But I have a hot take, okay?
Okay, what is it, friend?
I'm not really a big Beatles fan either.
Well,
I don't get the appeal of the Beatles.
I'm not a Beatles fan either. I'm not a Beatles fan. But I think it was just a shocking that to hear him say, like, nah, they straight garbage. I do like the commentary that he gave about, like, today's music and, like, it's just
Hot take again. I think the Beatles are garbage also. I do. But that "Hey Jude" song is busy. But the rest of the Beatles music to me is straight garbage.
I mean, they had that one song. What is it? Is it Magic? Hey. Is that the Beatles or is that just John Paul? One of them McCartney people.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, me too. The Beatles, they're hot. They're hot garbage. So, they're hot garbage. So I'm agreeing with Quincy on that.
All right. Well, what is topic two? Did you see? Yeah, I asked you what's topic two, and then I'm going to tell you topic two. So, do you see the thing on the news that was about, was it Nefertiti? And how Nefertiti was white? Like, they had this big reveal on the Today Show, and they were saying how Nefertiti was white. But then on the flip side, they had this thing in Britain, this thing called Cheddar Man, and he's like dark skin with blue eyes. And I'm like, why y'all? Not Cheddar Man, because I'm like, okay, I get that. But this whole Nefertiti thing, where she's white, like, y'all gonna stop this mess.
You know, I saw that, and that's one of those things, like, you ever, like, see something or read something, and then right after you done, you like, I wish I would have seen
that. Right.
I mean, I wish I would have just, that's 10 minutes of my life I would never, ever, ever get back.
Right.
That's exactly how I felt when I saw that. I'm like, oh, you can't be kidding. You gotta be kidding me. Like this can't be real. Like, you guys can't really go that far to try to make Nefertiti into this. Why does Nefertiti, why does she look like
Elizabeth Taylor? Elizabeth Taylor.
Why does she look like the lady that serves coffee up at the Starbucks named Susan?
Wait a minute,
like that?
Sir. No.
Like, she looks like a regular white lady. Like, yo, y'all a bug. Y'all don't get damn
right now.
Like.
I was like, come on, y'all. Y'all just
white. Like, why would y'all do that? Y'all know, first of all, Black Twitter has got a hairpin trigger.
Yeah.
Hairpin trigger. So Black Twitter's just waiting to just fire off at any moment for anything. So you know they was dead set when that joint came on the Today Show. When I saw that, I went, oh, y'all gonna get killed.
Yep.
But
yes.
Y'all deserve it. So take these. Y'all deserve it for that one. Y'all gotta eat that one.
Yeah, they did.
They deserve that one, man. So yeah, that was just something I wish I would have just never really seen. So I wasted 10 minutes of my life.
Got it. Now you know.
And Cheddar Man too. I'm like, okay.
I feel like Cheddar Man was a little bit better because he was at least dark skinned.
Yeah, he was, but that's another one too. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's why. I mean, all these people have been going a long time. Y'all gotta do something. That gotta be a no slow news day. y'all struggling for stories right now. These are two things y'all got going on right now. It's gotta be something else in the world more interesting than what those two stories.
No, that's not, well, at least I'm gonna go with Cheddar Man was better.
Oh, his story was definitely better than Nefertiti. Yes,
right.
I agree on that one. Yes. If we rating those two stories, his story was definitely better than hers. But it wasn't even close.
All right. What? Oh, I know. When you were like, they deserve to take what they got. I have an opinion on someone who didn't deserve what they got. And that's that. Okay. Is it Copeland? The dude from the National Signing Day, and his mama walked off the stage when he didn't deserve that from his mama.
So that reminded me of a few years ago. Uh-huh. First of all, one, your kid's getting a free education at one of the top colleges. You're going to play at a top level football. Like, even if you disagree with your kid's decision,
right. You're
supportive of him or her in front of the camera.
Right.
You don't let the entire world know your disappointment. Point. Now, when the cameras go off and you go get in the car, okay, then you might unleash on him and let him have it or let her have it at that point. Nobody really knows. But to express your level of disappointment like that on national TV on his day, I think that's very tacky. But that's not the first time I've seen that happen.
Really?
Yes. What's his name? He plays for the New York Giants. Landon Collins, that plays for the New York Giants now. He's from, like, New Orleans or Louisiana or somewhere like that. So his family and his parents are all, like, LSU fans. So his mother was dead set on him going to LSU.
Uh-huh.
And then when he did his signing and revealed he was going to Alabama, Like, they interviewed her, and she was like, I'm extremely disappointed.
Oh, wow.
And, like, her, she was given, like, the stink face, and she was, I mean, her disappointment was just evident to almost, like, it was, like, uncomfortable to watch.
Oh, wow.
Because he was really trying to, like, be, so he, you know, you could tell, like, he wanted to make his own decision, but he felt kind of uncomfortable because his mother made it so uncomfortable for him. I was like, no, even if you don't necessarily agree with the decision that your kids make, like, it's his decision. You got to be supportive. You got to support him in front of the cameras, in front of people. And then when, like I said, privately, okay, then you can kind of release your true feelings and you guys can work that out. But if you taught him his entire life, you're supposed to be teaching kids how to become adults,
right,
how to make decisions, and how to come to their own decisions and conclusions. So if you're supposedly teaching them that and they do that, then what's the problem?
Well, like, so is that not information you shared with your parents before? Like, why was she shocked? Like,
not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, some of them do. Some of them wanted to kind of be a surprise.
Got it.
Some of it she may have been just putting on for cameras.
Mm-hmm.
She may have known. He may have wanted to keep it a secret. Maybe he knew she was going to act like this.
True. Well, no. I mean, like, if... Well, I
maybe, or I should say, maybe he didn't think, or he didn't know she would behave that way.
Right,
he
okay. Thought
she would be supportive of his decision regardless right. of whatever he made. Like, for instance, I am a North Carolina fan.
Uh-huh.
I like North Carolina. If my son went to signing day and signs with Duke, I'm going to put on a Duke shirt and be happy.
Okay, right.
Like, I'm going to be supportive of him.
Right.
Regardless of, because it's not
about you.
Me. It's not about me. It's about him and his decisions. Or my daughter goes to Duke. That, like, I will become a Duke fan. Like,
right.
You're supposed to be supportive of your children. Yes, his mother was tripping.
I was like, did she just pick up her pocketbook and leave? Like.
Yeah, like, right. Yo, you bugging and you just ruined what was probably should have been a great right. day for him.
Right.
Instead, the headline reads, Mother's Disappointed, Mother Walks Off Stage, so the headline's about you now.
Right.
Yeah,
wow.
I disagree with that 100%, but hey, that's, you
know. I hope that in the name of, like, everybody trying to go viral, that they planned it. I'm going to be a cynic and say that they planned it.
You know what? I would have called you crazy for making that comment a long time ago.
Right.
But the attention seeking measures that people go to these days.
Yes.
I can't say what you said is that far out of it. That could very well be very true.
I think so. I think now I'm thinking about it. I'm just like, that's just crazy. Like, you get mad at your son for the choice that he made. And
yeah, that's crazy to me. That's absolutely absurd to me.
So, unless they planned it, and now everybody's talking about it. He's like, yeah, yes. Just put your pocketbook, and then when I pick, you gotta wear, you know, what school right. was it? Alabama?
Yeah, because she had on, like, two, three different, she had on, like, an Alabama shirt and a yeah. Tennessee hat.
Tennessee?
She was dressed yeah, for everybody.
And he's like, you put this on, yes. and then I'm gonna pick Florida. Yeah. So,
yeah, that was a
blast. I'm gonna go, we're gonna hear in the news a little bit that it was all planned.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope.
Yeah,
so. Let's hope so.
You heard it here first, folks. It was all planned. So I'm gonna come back when it is revealed, so I can say I told you so.
Right, right, right. We'll come back to that one. All right. So next segment, next topic.
All right. So is it? You know they closed. The schools in Philly.
Okay.
Because of the parade tomorrow, so I don't have to go to school tomorrow.
Oh, God, that's right. Yeah, the Eagles did win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and you have been doing the George Jefferson ever since.
I've been, like I said, I've been real quiet. Like, somebody was like, I know, and I said, well, I talk trash so much that this season, I didn't talk trash, and they were winning, so I just decided to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, see,
and it worked well.
See, you better than me, because if that was my Cowboys, I would have been letting folks have it on a daily basis. Whoa, we won a Super Bowl? Ooh,
no, I meant during the season.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, when they were winning, I could be quiet. Uh-huh. So now it's just like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I've always been a fan.
Right.
But I just had to be quiet this season. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, congratulations to... your squad, the Eagles, for winning the Super Bowl, as painful as that is to say, congratulations to them. They deserve it. They were the best team all year, and they played well. They deserve it. Plus, they beat Tom Brady. That's always a good thing.
I think everybody likes that, yeah, right?
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, my friend, she likes the Patriots, and she couldn't understand. She was like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "Nobody likes them."
Yeah, I mean, I wish the game would have ended in a tie, but unfortunately, it did not. So.
Is it? You know what? No tie, sir.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that didn't happen. So, congratulations to Philly again. And although that city, I don't know if that city deserves a title, though, man. Those people are crazy.
They don't act up, okay?
Yeah, those people are crazy. And we're going to talk about not necessarily this show, but at some show coming up, we're going to talk about the differences in the way the celebrations are portrayed in the media versus, you know, what I guess the quote unquote riots.
Uh-huh.
versus the overzealous celebrations, but we'll get to that topic another time.
Alrighty. So is it that time?
It is that time.
We gotta get some music, like dun 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 dun. Man, it's time for MSYDM.
Yes, sir. The man, shut your damn mouth segment.
All right. So our first nominee is, as always, 45.
Oh yeah.
45 wants to have a military parade.
All right. Let's. Once again, this is that was 10 minutes of my life I would never ever get back. When I saw that, I went, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I just
said that and moved on. Like, I don't think that's a good idea.
It just seems stupid.
It doesn't seem like the best idea to be thought of and thought about. Someone really should have come to the forefront. Now we probably shouldn't. You know, everybody needs that one person,
right,
on that squad that says, "Are we sure about this? Do we really want to do this? Do we?" You always need that one person that questions everything. And people may not like that person, but that person is necessary to every successful thing that happens. Period. Everything that's successful, that person is the reason why, because they make you really just really quick before you jump out there, really just question, like, are you sure we really want to do this? So they thought about it and processed it, but yeah, I just don't think that's a very good idea. I think that really sends the wrong message, but you know, hey, what do I know? So yeah, he's at the top. He's a permanent member of the award show.
Alrighty.
Okay. So my next nominee, and this is one that we talked about, but this is my nominee for this week.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah Thomas, man. You gotta come on down, man. You gotta take the award. You gotta take this award this week, man. You doing a lot
of talking. Like a lot of talking.
You doing a lot of violating of a lot of things, man.
Like
for somebody, you're doing a lot of talking for somebody who doesn't have the accolades to do a lot of talking.
Didn't he just get to town?
Yeah, you really just got to town. Not only that, you haven't won anything. Like, if you were like a champion and you had won some things,
uh-huh,
you probably still should be quiet, but I'd be like, okay, at least Isaiah got some idea of what he's doing. Isaiah don't have a clue.
Right.
Isaiah's never been to the finals. Isaiah's never even been to the NBA finals. Mm-hmm. Isaiah's had like one or two good years, and now all of a sudden Isaiah think he's getting fit. He's going to the Hall of Fame. It's like, you're doing a lot of talking. You're talking about the coaches don't make no adjustments, so now you're throwing them under the bus.
Right.
We don't really get any practice time. You're throwing them under the bus again. When things get tight, we go our separate ways. Now you're throwing the players.
That's another bus, right? And saying like he didn't think that Kevin Love was really sick. Like,
see now I got a real problem with that because I've been in locker room before. I've been in high school and college locker room. Like don't throw me under the bus to the media. If you got a problem with me,
right?
You need to talk to me. But if you jump out the window of the media to me, man. Hey, man, I'm going to let you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a sorry move on Isaiah's part.
Right.
Plus, Isaiah's an upcoming free agent.
Okay.
So you really got to be very careful because, hey, man, you really doing a lot of pillow talking out here.
Right.
And when I say, you know what I mean when I say pillow talking, like you really talking about a lot of things
in
the locker room, like guys. Stuff that talked about it happens in the locker room should never come out of there.
Well, see, but he had been saying stuff, like talking about practice and stuff, but who, yeah. He didn't reveal the stuff about Kevin Love, right? Maybe someone else did that.
No, that can't, listen, anytime these things come out, somebody wants these stories.
Right, of course. I believe that part.
Yeah, so somebody wants these out. So, I'm sure it wasn't Kevin Love that said this.
No, of course not.
So I'm guessing it came from somebody from Isaiah's side, or somebody wanted this story out.
Uh-huh.
So you don't really know who it is, and I'm not a big fan of according to sources. Like, yo, if you're gonna be big enough to say something, then be big enough to put your name behind it. And that's just how I feel.
I agree. But I think like I'm just like, yo, you just got into town. You don't have
that cachet. You gotta be for
life. Yeah, you just gotta chill, like play a role and stop coming out there, you know. So I'm just like, he's a nominee for the Manchester Damn Model War, but
yeah, you gotta eat this one this week, IT man. The thing is, he's a free agent, so he thinks he's doing this to help his case. It's like, bro, you're not helping your case at all. You're not. You're really damaging your own.
Yeah, like, that doesn't make him look good.
No, I wouldn't want to play with a dude like that. Hell no. I'd smack that dude in the mouth immediately.
Uh-huh.
You gotta be. I don't care if he's 5'9". You gotta be quiet. Don't air my dirty laundry. Now, if you want to talk about you and what is going on with you and how you feel and everything with you, that's cool. But don't mention my name. You mention my name, we're gonna have a real problem. It's gonna be the furthest movie.
All right.
It's gonna be a big misunderstanding.
Yeah. So, all right. So you know how I feel about this award. I think the president. I mean, not sorry, 45 should get it every time. So, are we going to go with the...
The
military parade is an ignorant idea. I don't know that he really said it, but... I mean, he didn't say it out loud, but, the word leaked. But since Isaiah is really, like, talking, then I think maybe he should get it.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100%. This is Isaiah for this week. This is pretty much... Isaiah's award this week. Yeah, this has got to be unanimous. Like, we can't even.
I agree. I'm going to give it to Isaiah. So, yeah, congratulations, Isaiah Thomas. You won the MSYDM award for the week. You pretty will much. Get absolutely nothing, just ridicule from us.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what you want. And if you don't like it, then oh well.
Oh well. Thanks.
Because we don't have anything. So, good luck to you.
I know.
So you can't get nothing from us.
That's right. Yeah, I don't got nothing. I gotta.
All right, cool. Good deal.
All righty, my friend.
Well, are we done?
Yeah, I think that's the end of our show for the week. I don't know when we'll be I don't know when we'll be back because it was so hard coordinating this show.
Yes.
So
I have so many things going on right now. So
well, hold on. Have you done? We need to plug our own personal shows. Have you done anything since your last show? Because I don't think I've seen you in my feed.
Okay, so
what happened?
Shout out to my personal podcast In Session. I've done a couple. I did the last one with Terrence. Oh, it's
Is it on? I didn't see it.
Yes, it's Dragonfly Jones. So I did the last podcast.
I didn't see it. Okay, I'll check.
Yeah, I did a while ago. I'm going to have a couple more that I'm scheduled to do. So it's just a matter of getting on these people's schedule, getting my schedule together so we can coordinate and spend some time. So I have a couple more that I'm actually scheduled to do and get and try to get done. So I'm going to try to get them done this week. But I don't like to make promises. So
got it.
I just kind of fly by the seat of my pants with it right now until I can come up with a regular schedule. I can do it.
Okay. Well, yeah, check out In Session. And got then it. For me, the high pitch voice on this podcast. That, well, you know what? You see, it changes, right? Because now I may be high pitchy, but when I do my own, then it gets a little like grown and sexy. But so that checkout got a minute or five. And I just uploaded a podcast today. It was about 2 hour delays. It's called Delays Dancing and Tacos, I think, because we had a 2 hour delay. I went to see Alvin Ailey last night, and then because of the delay, I was able to go to one of my favorite restaurants, tacos. So it's all about that. And also, like, the little nugget at the end was about I think I know what my passion is, and I'm getting ready to use that to turn it into a side hustle. Boom.
Cool. Ooh, good deal. Good
yeah, deal. Thank you. So thank you, everyone, for listening. We out here.
We out here.
And we'll be back sometime soon.
Peace.
Peace.